Well, condemning, I would think that the military should, as we have repeatedly said, should keep to their core mandate of defending and protecting the territorial integrity of the country and leave the politics to the people who are better equipped to deal with it, and that's the politicians. And indeed, if you stay out of the process that we're working on and what we are working on painstakingly in order to restore Mali to democratic governance. We have had calls in the past to address this specific issue of the responsibility of the military in a democracy. I think the military should imbibe the proper ethos of their professional requirements and stay away completely from the political process in that country. This meddling business is not helpful to them or even to the country, and we will encourage them to stay away and mind their business.
What is ECOWAS going to do about this latest development?
I can only tell you that as we speak, there are intensive consultations going on within the region, and we can be sure that the region will respond robustly to this situation. The nature of it, as I don't as yet know, have not been briefed on that, but as is consistent with our behavior, the practice in the region, we will, of course, respond to it as vigorously as we need to respond to. And I think beyond the region, the international community should also join us in condemning this and then working together to make sure that the military stay within the confines of their mandate, and so that we can proceed with the process that we have been working on to restore the country to full democratic governance through elections that are transparent, free, and fair, and that we will produce a president and a legislature that will proceed to run the country based on democratic principles.
The UN is pondering the proposal by both the ECOWAS and the African Union about intervention in Mali. Do you think that this will help expedite the process, or do you think this will put, as they say, derail the entire process to have a critical look at what is happening in Mali?
No, but what this has shown is that for every delay, every day that we have to wait in order to get this mandate and the international support that will enable us to address the issue in the north of Mali on the basis of a Chapter 7 UN Security Council mandate really creates additional complications for this process. And I think it's important for the international community to act as expeditiously as possible in line with the request of West Africa, in line with the request of regional leaders, in line with the request of the African Union for an appropriate mandate, a Chapter 7 mandate to enable us to have the muscle to be able to deal with the situation in northern Mali, of course, working with members of the security services of Mali. This has reinforced is the fact that it still don't have cohesion within the military of Mali. But I think it's also the responsibility, the way the international community responds to this latest development will send a signal to members of the security services of Mali about how far the international community will go in tolerating this kind of unacceptable behavior.